voice. What a voice. Whoa. Sounds of Luther Vandross still standing tall in the hearts of lovers on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're there for you. And you and you and you. To you, Eileen. You said I want to hear some Luther Vandross. Well, here we are. Me love him too, you know, Eileen. Oh, God. And I would love
to spend all my time.
Yes, sir.
She'd wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of instead of a frog? So let yourself reach for that star.
No matter how far to the one you love, you should always love the one you're with. Beautiful voice of Mr. Luther Vandross. There's nothing more than good love. Gonna pay some bills and then we'll get back into the soca music. And at the end of the soca music, we'll be... Let me not say it no more.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Yes, I just got a text here from this lady. She says, please do not mention my name, but I could listen to you and the doggies talk all evening. Well, doggies and I go back many moons. And we have great respect for each other. I truly love my community, whether they're from Grenada. You know what bothers me and bugs me? I'll tell you now, right? Should I? Yes, I will. Because, you know, everybody's... Grenadian, Vincentian, this, that. Listen, we have, over the years, we have had one of the best West Indian team in cricket. We dominated it. Not now, because I don't know where they're picking some of these players from, but over in my years, when we had the Garfield Sobers from Barbados, and so, Everton Weeks, you know, we had... It's like the track team now. Everybody Once a Jamaican is in the race, whether they're good or not, everybody gets nervous. You know what I mean? So, listen, me love my country, and me love it bad. So here it is now. We're going to play some soca. Mr. Nicholas, wake up. You know something, folks? I need something to inject in this guy, because whenever I'm talking to people, he gets lazy and he's... So listen, what I'm going to do right now, I just woke him up and he's ready. He's my favorite DJ still, you know, kind of troublesome, but favorite still. Want to send this out to Mr. Colin Lewis.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms.
Are we that? WWFFR, all the way in beautiful. Good old Washington, D.C., who they can't control. Soca music. Yay! DJ Nicholas in the mix. I trained him well in my mind. Keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 FM, WFFR, Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to you, Tony Carr. So kind of your blood. Club, club, club. Hey! But from 5:30, the Zoom will be on. You want to see my singer and meet her, chat with her. Mary Isaacs will be there.
CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix. 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 Mix.
What's this scene, yeah? Girl, you mean, yeah? The way you move, yeah? The way you whine and you crying and you bubble and go up the way.
tonight. So come on, we love up, love up, love up, yeah. Right down in the corner. Love up, love up, love up, yeah. Squeeze me like you love up, baby. You got me sugar.
Join me at 5:30 because I'll be on the Zoom and you can see what a handsome man I am. I wish. Right now you're listening to the mix of DJ Nicholas. Bam! Tonight. When your woman start to call you and ask where the hell you are, you're in trouble.
Asking when I'm coming home. Tell these spies and paparazzi, leave me to hell alone.
Woo!
It's me God and business.
Yes,
if
me God and business.
It's me God and business.
It's me God and business.
It's me God and business.
You know, you're only full of chat till when you go, woman. She say, no, business. Your business closed.
Mind your business.
You ain't getting nothing.
Mind your business.
Oh, God.
90.3 FM, West Indian Records.
Are we that?
Talking about me.
Are we that?
I'll be pressing on, pressing on, doing.
Behave yourself, Nelly Collins.
I'm telling you, please, don't touch me. God, don't
please
touch me.
Don't touch me.
Tell them keep their eyes on.
Behave yourself, no stress.
Mind your funky business. Mind your funky business.
That damn Nicholas. He driving me crazy. Woo.
Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business.
I'm trying to. I want to tell Tony Carr I'm trying to mind my own business. Okay, so don't.
While you're talking and talking and talking about me.
Hey.
I'll be pressing on, doing my thing.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, please, don't touch me.
Circle music.
Don't watch me.
On CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Mind your funky business.
Oi.
Mind your funky business.
Oi.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Mind your funky business.
Lad.
Your funky business.
Lad.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Of CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Go on, Mr. Nicholas. And kindly behave. Do not play this kind of music because the old man can't whine too much. Go on. Hear me, I know. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Kadance call this. Me say me love that kind of music, yeah. Oi! Wanna say bonjour to all my Haitian friends.
Pretend to build you up. That's right. Chance to pull you down. Yeah. They will set you up.
Be it, no, Nicholas.
You should lose your crown. Yeah. If you fool me once, then shame on you. Shame on you.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Shame on, shame on me. And then you need to grow up with them. Go away. Rock so.
Rock away. Oi!
Rock so, rock so,
sweet! Dancing me cheer, you know. CKUT.
Just dance, dance your stress away. Just dance, dance bad vibes away. Just dance, troubles have you gone. Just dance them away. Just dance,
damn nigga.
Just dance, dance bad vibes away. Just dance, troubles have you gone. Just dance them away. And we dance
The music of the Caribbean. Right, just so. We're not free tonight because of Fui. Loving it.
Keep threatening to leave me.
Listen to that guitar riff. Listen to bass riff. Loving it. Dance. It's called. Behave yourself, Nicholas. Lad. A dancing in my chair.
So much woman, you love so much woman. You touch too much woman.
You're bad.
Woman, you love too much woman. I guess she don't understand.
Loving the woman is nice.
Daddy. Good Lord. I am a daddy.
I
don't mean to hurt you.
You love too much woman, so you end up being a daddy, yo. Fish.
Give me the island breeze. Cool them vibes. Coconut jelly. Peas and rice. House and land, I'm sharp like a knife.
Loving my DJ.
You want to know where we coming from?
Takes me through the music of the Caribbean.
I could keep you company. Move that way. Come, girl, blunder right by me. Squeeze that tight, make a trip down me. Neighbor, oh, yes, you kindly.
Neighbor, oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet, so.
5:45. Mary Isaac. I want you to hear one of my favorite singers. She's dangerous. C-Cut. 90.3 on your FM dial. Call a friend, tell a friend. Like the lady in Poughkeepsie. See, I just done 4 and 5 on my friend, you know, man. Because I never knew, say, them man from Jamaica could have played soca music so sweet.
3 FM.
Who that?
Indian Rhythms.
Who that?
3 FM.
Who that?
Rocking the airwaves of CKU.
Rocking the airwaves of CKU.
C. Nicholas in the mix.
DJ Nicholas in the mix. I'm a radio voice, that's, you know. Right now, am I giving kind of chances to talk? Are you from Jamaica? Are you from Trinidad and Tobago? Grenada, Montserrat, Barbados. Good evening to you, Anna Stout. Good evening to you, Faitlin Sankar. Good evening to you, Dougie, all the way in beautiful, beautiful La Salle right here in Montreal. Don't call me no man, because you know I'm not fit them. Dougie. Gonna read something real quick to you. Let me get my glasses. Edition style. They get it to production stage if he reaches 7 pre-orders. This is a young man who is trying to sell beautiful shoes. Once a goal is reached, they'll be custom made in Italy and shipped in 15 to 20 business days. A $10 discount can be used for the first 7 people to reach out and order. Great gifts for the holidays. Reach out to him at sherubtalk@gmail.com.
90.3 FM.
I'm not reading this thing properly, but I will make sure I do a better job. I'm going to get him on here next week. This is a young black man that has designed some shoes that I am looking at. It's not my age group, but they're beautiful. If he gets 7 orders, they will be put together in Italy. Once a goal is reached, they'll be custom made in Italy and shipped 15 to 20 days. So, you know, I didn't do a good job on reading this thing because I printed it out. It didn't come out right. So next week I'm going to have him because I want you to support our young black people. Just like you support CKUT, support these things, right? But next week I'll have him on so he can explain it to you better. I did a lousy job. Because right now, I'm kind of in a soca mood. You know what I mean?
about nothing. Me not think about nothing. CKUT.
DJ Nicholas. In the mood. In the mood. In the mood. Run it. Hey, 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 hey.
Bang. Coming up, 5:45. Mary Isaacs. I'll be turning back the pages of time. So heavenly. When me and a band called Viscount, beautiful. And Mary Isaacs are run things in Jamaica. I wanna know why.
Girl, you make me feel heavenly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, forget so I gonna call you the woman of the year. Woman of the year. Woman of the woman of the year.
Lord Nicholas.
Woman of the year. Baby, I'm not perfect.
Stretch, you gotta behave yourself.
Yeah, you
I'm trying.
Everywhere you are.
But the damn boy, I play so much sweet music, we can't help it. Nicholas, DJ Nicholas, in the mix, in the mix, in the mix, in the mix, in the mix. Oy. Galang, shut up. Get off the air. Not you, Nicholas. Stretch. Good afternoon to you, Louise. That's one of the staff here who runs the station. Nobody can mix the music like my DJ. DJ Nicholas! Shout it out loud.
Life's rich, I ain't rich, but I'm blessed.
Blazing!
Oh, I just want party.
Want to tell you something
just
on a Friday. Party. Noontime cuts.
My peace and day.
Want to hear some of this type of music?
I ain't got golden diamond.
My original DJ.
My stress won't
they call him DJ Butcher T.
Get him a glass.
Check him out.
Reading all of my family, okay.
12 to 2 p.m. And he mixes it well. Touches on everything. Hey, 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 hey. God, God. Have some... Have something about you not stretching. What do you mean, Lord God? Your music so sweet, me can't help yourself. Hey! Notice what I mean?
What every man be wanting.
Tell me what I wanted. DJ Nicholas Fumba. Shut sweet. Sweet. Sounds of the Caribbean, right? Just in a Montreal city.
In the sauce, down in it, right down in there.
Soca music,
down in there.
Reggae music,
down in there.
Kadance,
like
is our namesake.
Wet.
Right now, you're watching the best
wet.
DJ
wet.
When it comes to
when the sauce, wet.
Soca music.
Wet. Like when the sauce, wet.
DJ Nicholas,
wet.
Blazing.
Wet. Boom, hear me. I like when they're steady, thick and nice and heavy. Nadia Bats and Jelly. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's got a behavior. I don't have the energy no more. Get off of my radio, DJ Nicholas. Get off of my radio. Loving it.
Wet, like when the sauce wet.
mix of DJ Nicholas, and now I'm going to go on to the... I'm going to go on to the Zoom, so those of you who want to see...
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Are you that, Nicholas? Oh, that's me. So if you want to go on the Zoom, you can join the Zoom anytime you feel like. It's now 5:32. I'll play some commercials, and then we'll get into the...
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You know, earlier on today, somebody was asking me about the vaccine for the COVID. Folks, let me explain that to you. I am not an authority on COVID. I just go what the news says, that more people are getting the COVID. You know, I don't really want to get the COVID. The reason being, this is why I wear my mask everywhere, is that, you know, I don't mind if you get the COVID and it's COVID. You had the COVID this week. 10 days from now, you're free. Like, I had a good friend, three friends, really, who had COVID. But, you know, they have a thing called the long-term COVID. You get that COVID, you would be in trouble. It affects all your various organs. So it's up to you what you want to do. I wear my mask everywhere. If somebody wearing an awful, ugly jeans under their bottom asking me, why are you wearing your mask? I said, because you're wearing your jeans like the way you are. I wear my jeans, all right? No problem. You do what you want to do. I'm going to try and get in everybody in the waiting room and see if I can admit everybody. Folks, I'm no good at this. There's my lady, Mary Isaacs. She will be on at 4:45. What am I saying? 5:45, 5:45. All right, it's now 5:34. Oh, there she is. Oh, what a beautiful tabernacle. It's called French. It's I have a beautiful, I don't have these kind of beautiful guests, but she will be questioned by me at 5:45. Audley Coley, let me see if I can get you up. Open your thing there, Audley. Jewel Jones. I will admit Jewel Jones. Jewel says, I have to let her in. Why do I have to let you in? Jewel? I did let you in. So what happened? Give me a picture. There's Jewel. Hello, Jewel.
Hello.
How are you?
And I am fine. How are you?
Did you see my beautiful guest?
Yes. Oh, wow. Wow. Look at that.
I wonder if
you have
can...
some beautiful guests on there.
I do. Can you?
Hello, Jewel. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, beautiful guest?
I am super special now that I'm here with you guys.
Oh, wow.
I don't speak any French now.
No, that's okay. That's
only
okay.
Comment allez-vous? That's it.
Oh, ça va bien.
I'm très bien, merci. That's
okay.
Whoa.
C'est bon.
I'm totally impressed. Voulez coucher avec moi? No.
It's either English or patois.
Ah, I hear that.
And any time a man say voulez coucher avec moi, say no.
It's nice to see. It's nice to see my guest and Mr. Audley Coley. I am gonna play some music because, like I said, it would have been 5:45. So I'm gonna bring that up. It's 5:36, and I'm just gonna call Nicholas. Nicholas, should I do? He's been playing some sweet kind of soca music, made me want to dance. CKUT 90.3 FM. Oh God. Yeah, it's been a rough one. You know what I mean?
I know that thing with explainer didn't help.
Come to think of it, there actually
either.
Isn't a single email that I've.
Yeah, shut up. Nobody want to hear about your single email. I don't want to hear about Shadow. I just want to hear. Let me see if I can get this. This guy just suddenly died today, and anyway, you know what? I don't want to dwell on that. So you know what? Next week I'll be playing a tribute to Explainer. So let me get she's a few minutes early. So how is Jamaica? What is happening in Jamaica? I'm not. What was that? Repeated. I was.
The weather is ooh. 1 minute it's raining, the next minute it's sunny. It's October now, so this is one of our rainy seasons. So
it's
so today we had it overcast. We had a little drizzle here, but I think maybe in Montego Bay they're probably having showers there.
So
Jamaica is nice. It's airy. When last have you been home?
Stop asking foolish questions, okay? No, I haven't been home in a long while, and I'm due now. We're in Jamaica. Should we start interview now? I will. Where in Jamaica are you residing at the moment?
I live in St. Thomas, but I'm at the border of St. Thomas and St. Andrew.
Why St. Thomas? You're from that area?
Well, my husband's family had property here in St. Thomas. So they gravitated to this side when I moved back to Jamaica. And it's closer to Kingston where the action is for me, where I am. So I can go to a gig and come home at night without having to overnight in Kingston.
Right. So whereabouts in St. Thomas are you, Bath?
No, I'm not that far. I'm closer to Kingston. I'm at the border of Kingston and St. Andrew by Bull Bay. I'm closer to Kingston.
I do really love Bath, St. Thomas. I've been there a couple of times, and I just thought of myself that I would leave. You know, but it's beautiful there. So, you know, I am just chit-chatting with you because I haven't started the interviewers yet. But we could. It's 5:39. So tell me, you know, I just want to ask you. You know, this whole thing is mesmerizing. Did you know J.C. Lodge was born in England?
Right.
And she came to Jamaica to make her name then, to do her thing. You were born in Jamaica, but you went to New York. I just want to know why.
As a child. As a young child.
Yeah.
Because my mother migrated with me and my brother. So I lived in New York for many, many years.
The reason for
coming back to Jamaica was twofold. I had a second marriage. It was Jamaican who wanted to return to, who had lived in Canada.
Where in Canada?
In Toronto area.
Oh, in Toronto. Who want to live?
So, and so when I got married again, he wanted to come back home because his father was very ill. His mother had just died.
Okay.
And his father was very ill. And then I also had just completed a new CD with Boris Gardner, having traveled back and forth to do the CD. So I thought, okay, it would give me an opportunity to bus in Jamaica with this new CD.
So
that's another story.
No, it's okay. It's a good story. So you in New York, you did your thing, and what was the reaction in New York?
Well, I started in New York singing with a band, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually married the band leader.
That's a way to do it.
Recorded a song which was written by the leader. And then eventually that civiled. And then after my divorce, people in the industry knew what I could do, and it was Pancho Alfonso who asked me to come and voice a song for him. He had someone else voice it, but he didn't like the quality. So I gave him a little struggle because I had a custody battle.
Right.
And so I gave him a little struggle and didn't answer him right away. But eventually when he kept knocking on my door, I discussed it with my mother, and she said, go for it. This is what you love. It's your passion. Let's see what would come out of it.
Nice.
And so the song was Come Back, and he had it played on WLIB, and he was also a promoter. And so he was promoting my song, and so he brought up J.C. Lodge.
You know.
And so I opened for J.C.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. When I saw last week that I was under the weather, and I saw you last week, and you were doing,
artists,
and you were going to interview.
The artists that are interviewing. Right now,
somebody, Audley.
Audley, please mute your microphone, please. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, as you were saying, yeah, I was talking to J.C. Lodge.
Yes. So when I opened for J.C., I met a few other new people in the industry. Mm-hmm. And one of the places that I performed at was at Love People Records. Love People Nightclub. And they liked what they saw. And so Charlie Simpson, who was one of the partners at Love People Nightclub, does a lot of fundraiser. And one of them was for an Alpha Boys School. And so he invited me to perform. And at the end of my performance, Clive Davidson came backstage. He too was impressed with what he saw. And he came backstage.
What he heard?
Saw and heard.
Okay.
Because I performed.
You're very easy on the eyes. Don't fool yourself on that. All right? He saw and heard, right? Okay.
So he came back and he said he would love to record me. And so we exchanged numbers and we talked for a while. And then he's with Aqua Gem Records. And so he said to me, I should select a song that I should cover. And so I thought of, I was a fan of Natalie Cole. And she had put out a song called A Little Bit of Heaven. And the criteria was that I would use a producer. And so I said, I wanted to use Willie Lindo. Willie came on board.
Is this the song you're talking about?
Yes.
Let's listen a little bit of the voice, because I love this voice. You see the Willie Lindo you're talking about? I'll tell you more about him.
Turn up the light and close the door. We need the night to be alone.
The voice of Mary Isaacs, Turn Off the Light, arranged by Willie Lindo, my original guitarist in a band. The first band that I sang in. I asked him if you know Stretch, Anxious. They called me Anxious at the time. Loving it. Just talk to my heart. Yes, my dear, that was my original guitarist. And I just want to say to those of you who are calling me, I'm on a Zoom. It's hard to answer. Go to the Zoom, and it's 857-4645-3028. Don't listen on the radio. If you want to see a beautiful face here, check us out. As you were saying, Mr. Willie Lindo.
Yeah, so...
Let me get down this music for you. Where's the music? Just let it spin. Let me get down this music. As you were saying?
By him for Aqua Gem Records. At that point, Clive wanted to do an album. So we did an album, and so that song really opened a lot of doors for me. It was a big hit in the tri-state area.
It showed off your voice. You have a beautiful voice, but maybe you don't know it anyway, so let me shut up. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding when I say that. You have a voice that has a nice, beautiful range, and... In my old days, I've been had the luck to travel. I was on a, you know, I was in a situation that I had two of my favorite singers doing a band check, whatever they call it. One was from Chicago, and Miss Whitney Houston.
Wow.
And the other one was, of course, Luther Vandross. All three of them. At the University of Chicago, with no band, nothing. They were just checking their mics. And I sat there and I couldn't believe the quality of the voice. And over the years, I've often wondered, where is this lady with this voice? And I don't know what I was doing, and I found you. And I said to myself, whoa, she's still here. So tell me, what made you want to open up? You went to the reggae scene and, you know, did it work out for you on the reggae scene?
In New York, I got a lot of work, a lot of work. But coming home with a new record, it's like there's so much talent here. And I came home the time when dance hall was a swing of things.
Right.
And here I am, this kid on the block, because I really didn't know that many people, because most of my career was done in United States. So it was a little challenging and a little difficult. And I knocked on a few doors and they didn't open quite well. Wow. So I met Sonny Bradshaw.
Oh.
You know who he is?
I certainly do, because I went to Calabar Elementary and he practiced at 7
Yeah.
He was just next door to us.
Yes. Yeah. So at that point, Myrna was ill. And so I had a lot of experience with computers.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt you. Just elaborate a little bit on who was Myrna Haig.
Myrna Haig is his wife. She's a beautiful jazz singer.
Beautiful jazz singer.
Beautiful voice.
Yes.
And so Myrna and Sonny were partners in the Ocho Rios Jazz Festival.
Yes.
And when I met Sonny, we talked, and he found out about my experience with the computer. And he would say, he would call me computer, come on over and help me with the computer. So helps with him with the administrative work for the Ocho Rios Jazz Festival. And then I met more people in the jazz world. And so I got the opportunity to go on the jazz stages.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dabbled in jazz. Now, I did jazz when I studied voice in New York. I studied at a studio which was located at the Carnegie Hall with a tenor. And his oldest exercises were jazz. And of course, in Jamaica, we used to listen to a lot of Nat King Cole and Tom Jones and Ella Fitzgerald. And so and Dionne Warwick. So with that R&B jazz, I was able to handle myself quite comfortably on the jazz stages. So, but the world of reggae is not as welcoming to me at that point.
Not you alone.
Today it's a little better, but
you know, the world of reggae is very rough, and it hurts me. And there's some people trying to get in, and of course I'm not paying attention to them. There's somebody you might know. Let me get him here in. And the thing is.
Oh, boy.
You know that name, eh?
I know that name.
All right. The thing is, with the music coming out of Jamaica, the reggae music, you know what's hurting me more? I see some of these artists, they are being buried by the government because they don't have the money to bury themselves. There's one artist, he needs his eyes to be worked on. They don't have anybody to look after them, you know, and it hurts me. So I am, in a sense, happy that people like you who have seen what it's like. But, you know, a question when I put this up that I will be speaking to Mary Isaacs that I got so much of are you related to Gregory Isaacs?
The same old question.
Yep.
No, I'm not. I met Gregory once. I am very good friends with his wife,
right.
June. But Gregory and June I met after his death. But we're not related.
Okay. All right. It is said that you launched your career in New York, and right, stretch right. Means who stretches? Why?
Why?
You're feeding back on me. Somebody had Tony Carr, turn off your it's okay. Turn off your Tony. How can I turn this off now? Tony, can you turn off your mic, please?
Somebody has. Tony Carr, turn off your.
I'm hearing myself. Did you get it, Tony? Okay, good boy. Yes, Mary. What was this question I asked you? So many things.
Why did I launch my career in New York?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's where I was living. I was home.
Oh,
that
it was home.
That was home at the time. I left Jamaica in 1969.
Ah.
So that was home at the time.
Same year as
well. So I didn't come back to Jamaica until 2000.
Ah. What happened? You lost the drive in New York?
No, not at all. Remember, I mentioned before that I got married.
Yeah.
While I was doing my album, I was doing a second album, which was co-produced, executive producer, by Lou Goodman myself, and was produced by Boris Gardner.
Oh,
so
who?
While
by
I
produced by I, who?
Boris Gardner.
Boris, I Gardner. Can't say he's a friend of mine, but I've truly loved this man. The quality he brings to this. What was the name of the song?
I want to wake up with you.
Oh, damn. I got to go get this song. Anyway, Boris is an excellent, excellent musician, excellent vocalist. You're in the right company. Did you stick with it?
Yes. I think I have been in the right company since I came out as a solo artist. I have been fortunate to be surrounded by talented people, people who know music and who appreciates my voice and who have invested in me. So I think I've been surrounded by the right people.
Well, that's good. As long as you feel comfortably. Tell me about the band life in New York.
Wow. I was young and in love. And music is my passion. And so I don't know how to play an instrument other than the tambourine, the percussion there. But music has been my passion. My grandfather was a singer. My mother had a beautiful voice. So music has always been in my bones. And I knew one day I would end up on the stage. Because as a child, I would be standing in the mirror, in front of the mirror and singing the songs. Mm-hmm. So I knew that. So when the opportunity came, someone knew that I had a good voice. And so I was...
You have a beautiful voice. Not good. Beautiful.
All right. I had a beautiful voice.
Right.
And I was going out with this guy that had a band. And so
Was he beautiful?
He was all right at the time. Ask me today is a different story.
Yes. What was the name of the band you were with?
It was the People's Heritage Band. People's Heritage Band.
I had a friend...
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. It's your interview.
At the time, she said, "I'll only hire you if you let Mary sing." And so he was forced because he wanted the job. So he was forced to let me sing because initially he didn't want me to be in the band.
Whoa!
So I guess he wanted to hold on to me by himself. He didn't want to share me with the world. I don't know.
That's
I would hope so.
No. If you should have let... You have such a beautiful voice. You know, I keep telling people you have such a beautiful voice and I'm here not sharing it. But the thing is, I don't want to share anything because I'm so happy talking to you because I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know what to do. Did you know Pat Jolly? Or Hugh Hendricks? Jolly?
Who?
Jolly or Hugh Hendricks?
Hugh Hendricks. I work with Hugh Hendricks.
Well,
when I left the People's Heritage, Hugh Hendricks grabbed me.
I know, because he knows musicians.
I did some work with Hugh.
Yes.
He took me to Cuba to perform with him.
Yeah. Pajali was a guitarist with that band.
Him? I don't know that name. I only know him as Hugh Hendricks.
No, Hugh Hendricks and the Buccaneers. That band had a guy called Pat Jolly, who I had the luck of sharing many years ago in a band called the Modern Years. So how is it now that you're in Jamaica? Is the offering coming forth or what?
It comes sporadically, you know, for the past 2.5 years, we had COVID. So the music industry was locked down, but I may not be in front of the mic, but I'm very busy behind the scenes.
Talk to me about that. I was coming to that just now. You're still busy because, you know, in one of your thing that you sent me, you said, I'll try and quote it word for word, is that you love the music, you sing the music, you do everything for the music, but you're still a breadwinner for the family. And I said to myself, that's a woman in every sense of the word. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I was a breadwinner for the family since I was a single mother again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so music had to be part-time because at the point, you know, in the United States, at that point, music was just on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So Monday to Friday,
true.
I was a VP in a PR firm and worked there for 20 odd years before coming home to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So, and since my return to Jamaica, I have joined quite a few of the music fraternities like Java, which their mandate is to the reservation of the music. Jaria, which we try to foster the economic and the standards of the musicians.